It's Prophecy Time with Pastor Alan Davis is a powerful Bible teaching to help you understand future events and Bible prophecy. We work closely with Bronx Building Baptist Church. To keep this ministry on WMCA, we humbly ask for a gift of $20. Receive a special gift from evangelist and Pastor Davis and his wife, Sabrina. God has called us to help the unsaved find Jesus Christ. Any gift will be helpful. Go to itsprophecytime.org now. Itsprophecytime.org.
What does the future hold? Examining biblical doctrines, history, and current events. It's Prophecy Time. Author and Pastor Alan Davis will help you have a better understanding of biblical prophecy. Using the whole counsel of the Word of God, Pastor Davis unapologetically promotes and defends the literal, personal return of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And now with today's Prophecy Time message, here's Alan Davis.
Yes! My name is Alan Davis, and I'm thrilled to death that you're with us today. I am a minister and preacher of the simple gospel message, which is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As those who seem to be righteous in the house of God are rarely saved. Talking about this in 1 Peter chapter 4, the apostle wrote this starting with verse 16. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. And notice the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 9, verse 27. Though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. And notice the words of Jesus Christ in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 27. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And notice the words of Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Does the Lord know you as one of his, or are you still a worker of sin and iniquity?
Reaching out to families throughout this area. It's prophecy time.
In appreciation for your gift of $20 or more, we would love to send you a nifty pocket-sized book that will help you to be a more confident soul winner. It is a small book that easily fits in your pocket or bag. I have one and study it often. It comes in handy to read on the bus or train. Its Prophecy Time program needs to be 100% supported. I know we can count on you. We will gladly send you a vest pocket companion for soul winners written by R.A. Torrey to express our thanks for your $20 or more contribution. Yes, we do thank you.
Bible prophecy. Do you fear what's to come? It's prophecytime.org has near 200 points of study to help you make sense of Bible prophecy. Bible prophecy helps us understand the wrath to come, how to avoid it, and stand before the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. It's Prophecy Time works with Bronx Building Baptist Church. Go to itsprophecytime.org to donate $20 and keep this powerful ministry on WMCA. Any humble gift will help us reach the unsaved. itsprophecytime.org.
The It's Prophecy Time message today is entitled, The Unrecognizable God of the Antichrist. Worshiping idols is forbidden in the Bible. As Moses spoke about in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 4, turn ye not unto idols, nor make to yourselves molten gods. I am the Lord your God. One of the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 6 say this, Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. One of the names or titles of the Antichrist is found in Daniel chapter 11, verse 36, this willful king. And notice what it says starting in verse 36. And the king shall do according to his will. And he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished. For that is determined shall be done. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any god. For he shall magnify himself above all. But in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver and precious stones and pleasant things. Thus shall he do in the most strongholds with a strange God, meaning be not recognized, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory. And he shall cause them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for gain. The 77s also talks about this willful king and his God. Daniel 9, starting with verse 26, says this, And the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant or treaty with many for 1 week or 1 7-period. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations or on the wings of an abominable idol, he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate or the desolator. Jesus Christ also spoke about this abominable idol in Matthew chapter 24, starting with verse 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved, nobody left alive on planet earth. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then, if any man say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even into the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together immediately. After the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all of the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. A parallel passage of Matthew chapter 24, verses 15 through 31, is found in the book of Mark, chapter 13. We're going to be picking up here in verse 14. But when ye shall see the abomination of desolation, or this abominable idol, this unrecognizable God of the Antichrist, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. And let him that is on the housetop not go down into his house, neither enter therein to take anything out of his house. And let him that is in the field not turn back again to take up his garments. But woe to them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. And pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, for in those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of the creation God created unto this time, neither shall be. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, he has shortened the days. And then, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christ and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. A third parallel passage here is in Luke chapter 21, and we're going to be picking up here in verse 20. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then the desolation of Jerusalem. Let them which be in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter therein too. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming upon the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. So here we see in Luke chapter 21, Jesus Christ talking about the desolation of Jerusalem, which is caused by Babylon. And here in Jeremiah chapters 50 and 51, we have the destruction of Babylon and this God of the Antichrist spoken about. And not only the God of the Antichrist, but the God of all these unsaved people in her who are mad upon their idols. But notice what the prophet said in Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 2. Declare ye among the nations and publish and set up a standard, publish and conceal not. Say, Babylon is taken. Baal, here's the false god, the historical god of the Babylonians, and this Babylonian-like god. Baal is confounded. Merodach is broken in pieces. Her idols are confounded. Her images are broken in pieces. Jeremiah chapter 51, verses 17 and 18 also talk about this false god of the Antichrist, this king of Babylon. Every man is brutish by his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image, for his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity, the work of errors. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 44, and I will punish Baal in Babylon, and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he has swallowed up, and the nations shall not flow together any more unto him. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 47. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 52. Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will do judgment upon her graven images, and throughout all her land the wounded shall groan. So here we see the destruction of Babylon in two chapters in the book of Jeremiah, two of the most powerful chapters in the Bible, Jeremiah chapter 50 and 51. But a parallel passage also is found in the book of Habakkuk, all three chapters, talking about this Babylonian invasion and this fiery judgment of Babylon. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 18 through 20 also talk about this false god of the Antichrist. What profiteth the graven image, that the maker thereof hath graven it, the molten image, and a teacher of lies, that the maker of his work trusteth therein, to make dumb idols? Woe to him that saith to the wood, awake, to the dumb stone, arise, it shall teach. Behold, it is laid over with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all in the midst of it. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Going back to Habakkuk chapter 1, it says this in verse 11, talking about this military invasion at the midpoint of the tribulation period in Habakkuk chapter 1. It says this in verse 11, then shall his mind change, and he shall pass over and offend, imputing this his power unto his God. So the Antichrist says, this proud man, this head out of the house of the wicked in the book of Habakkuk, says that he gets this supernatural power of his from this false God. But the truth of the matter is, the beast out of the sea, or the Antichrist, really gets his power from the devil himself. Revelation chapter 13, verses 2 through 8 say this about this beast out of the sea, or the Antichrist here. And the beast which thou sawest was likened to a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast, and they worshiped the dragon, the devil, which gave power unto the beast. So here we see in Revelation 13, 4, that he gets his power from the dragon back in chapter 12 of the book of Revelation, interpreted as the devil and Satan. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And so we see here that the beast out of the sea is empowered by the devil himself and not this false god of his. Are you an individual today who is worshiping false gods? If so, if you see your need of a Savior today, and the Spirit of God is drawing you to Himself, bow your head, bow your heart in repentance and faith in the simple gospel message, and just say something like this to the Lord: dear God, I am a sinner, but I believe that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, rose again from the dead. I accept you now as my personal Savior. Amen.
Bringing you the good news, it's prophecy time.
If you just prayed this prayer to receive Christ as Savior, we would like to send you a booklet for new converts that will help you grow in your newfound faith in Jesus Christ. Please call 646-314-3625 so we can get this booklet in the mail to you as soon as possible.
Always the right choice. It's prophecy time.
Thank you for tuning in today. You can hear It's Prophecy Time every day on 570 at 6 p.m. Monday to Friday. Each message is very compelling and so relevant for today's events. Keep your dial set to 570 at 6 o'clock p.m. for another timely message from Pastor Alan Davis.
Thank you for listening to It's Prophecy Time with Pastor Alan Davis. Generous listeners like you make the airing of this program possible. Contributions are greatly appreciated. Write to It's Prophecy Time, care of Bronx Building Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1370, Bronx, New York, 10475. Here's the address again. It's Prophecy Time, care of Bronx Building Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1370, Bronx, New York, 10475. Join us again for the next scheduled program of It's Prophecy Time.
It's Prophecy Time with Pastor Alan Davis is a powerful Bible teaching to help you understand future events and Bible prophecy. We work closely with Bronx Building Baptist Church. To keep this ministry on WMCA, we humbly ask for a gift of $20. Receive a special gift from Evangelist and Pastor Davis and his wife, Sabrina. God has called us to help the unsaved find Jesus Christ. Any gift will be helpful. Go to itsprophecytime.org now. Itsprophecytime.org.